Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Carl, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Howard. Lovely to be with you.
Nice to be with you. So earlier this morning, I was quite excited about this auto-brewery syndrome where we turn, sugars into alcohol. And I thought maybe that's a cool thing if we can only get ourselves some of that bacteria. But then I see some behavior and then I wonder, maybe it isn't.
Very wise. So I mentioned this to a few people already, and they said, oh, that'd be great. So before I go to the weekend festival, what I'll do is get these bacteria or fungi to grow in my gut, feed them a bit of sugar, they'll generate alcohol, and I'll have free alcohol all weekend. And then on Monday, magically, they'll just go away and I'll be back to normal. It ain't like that. So firstly, the people who suffer from it actually have bad effects where they are in fact intoxicated. They can end up damaging their livers. They can end up with all sorts of social problems, car problems, driving around drunk, and the blood alcohol levels they can get are higher than what can kill you. So what's the blood alcohol, Dr. Howard, what's the blood alcohol level safe for driving in South Africa?
Oh, I actually have no idea. And they're trying to change it down to zero tolerance, which is not so smart because it means even if you've had a cough mixture, you could land up in trouble. But I'm not really much of a drinker myself, so I don't really need to take too much notice of it. But I don't really know what it is.
In Australia, the number is 0.05. And in some parts of the world, it's 0.08.
In fact, so let me just ask our listeners, they'll help me out here. What is the legal driving limit here in South Africa? 34519 or 0618950109. Sorry, you were saying about Australia?
So Australia and some other countries, it's 0.05%. Other parts of the world, it's 0.08%. You generally tend to, I'm sorry to say, die at around 0.3%.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And some of these people with this very rare auto brewery system are walking around with 0.4%. Sure. And they're suffering all sorts of problems like vomiting, belching. They can get chronic fatigue. They're dizzy and loss of coordination and irritable bowel syndrome. And it can vary during the day. So they're going to get injuries from falls or legal difficulties following a driving citation, strain on social relationships. It's actually quite nasty, and physically it can lead to gastroenteritis and diabetes and fatty liver disease, which is really nasty. And so they've worked out a treatment for it. But so it is real. It does happen. It's not as superficially nice as it sounds. You can't switch it on and off. And you need a whole complicated team to help fix it up and get it out of you. And in fact, we've even found subsets of it where people have the fungi or the bacteria growing only in their mouth, in which case it doesn't really go anywhere except to give them an alcoholic smell, or in their bladder, where it can in fact cause bladder cancer. So it is a real but rare syndrome that you can manufacture alcohol inside your body under certain rare circumstances.
That is quite scary, and it doesn't sound as potentially inviting as maybe I thought it was. Let's talk about accents. How did you get your accent? How do I get my accent? How does this whole thing work?
Well, look, the bottom line is that the scientists involved really don't know all of the details. We're trying to work it out. They're looking at certain vowel sounds and consonant sounds and trying to see how they change. And so you might have the sound, for example, the oo sound. And let me give it to you here. So there's feed or seed or keyed, K-E-Y-D or heed. And then there's flow or so or torso. And they did a study with some people who were going down to Antarctica for about 4 months. And for 4 months, they were going to be isolated from everybody else on Earth. They were going to be the most isolated people anywhere on Earth, even more isolated than the people in space because they're only 400 kilometers away. And these people were 2,000 kilometers away from the nearest people. And they found that over a period as short as 4 months, they began to build up an accent that was unique to them and only them in the whole world. And so what is an accent? It's a sort of a shared way of speaking, either socially because of your social class or geographically where you come from, and you have these idiosyncrasies in how you say things, and they're easy for children to pick up but quite hard as you get older, because it involves a very high degree of precision in timing and coordination of everything on your vocal pathway. And so it might have arisen as a way of protecting people. Like, you speak like me, I trust you. You speak differently, you're an enemy, I'll try and kill you. And we've had accents appear in different areas, and accents even change in adult life. And so Queen Elizabeth, who's been giving her regular Christmas message, I think, for several hundred centuries, her speech patterns have changed over her lifetime, and she's a very conservative person.